On today's edition of The Connection, Skip Heitzig sits down and talks with Josh McDowell about apologetics and the importance of being a father.
From the biblical perspective, man was created in the image of God with infinite value, dignity, and worth. And it's regardless if it's Hitler, Mussolini, or Mother Teresa, every single person has value. And when we lose biblical truth, we lose that eternal value of man. Then that affects our laws, it affects everything that we do.
Welcome to our continuing series of First Friday Flashbacks here on The Connection. Today, Skip Heitzig talks with Josh McDowell. Josh McDowell is the author of many books, including the pivotal Evidence That Demands a Verdict. You know, when it comes to defending the Christian faith, few have been able to equip the masses with the historical and logical evidence in such an understandable way as Josh McDowell. In fact, you'll be hard-pressed to find very many Christians today who haven't been influenced by his writing and thinking. We'll hear from Josh as he talks about not just defending the Christian faith, but defending the importance of fathers and the family here in just a moment. But before we get started, you only have a couple of more days to take advantage of special prices on resources from The Connection. Here are just a few examples.
Think for a minute. At the end of your life, will you look back on possessions or on people?
The way God loves me, that's how I'm going to love you, Jesus says. This rich, beautiful relationship.
Relationships are an intricate part of the fabric of life. They can be fulfilling or they can be full of pain. You need to know the biblical principles that will make your relationships healthy. Learn from the women of the Bible in the new Fresh Life study, Live Relationally, The Women of Genesis. Plus, you can also learn how the stories Jesus shared revealed truths about the kingdom of God in the study, Live Deeply, The Parables of Jesus, written by Lenny Heitzig and Penny Rose.
Generally, we go for a relationship, whereas it tends to be that men will say, well, I'm a banker or, you know, whatever it is. It's what I do that defines me. But I find that for women, it's who we love that define us.
This Christmas, you can get both of these new Fresh Life studies for women. Pages of practical instruction for just $20 when you call 1-800-922-1888 or when you visit connectionradio.org. Plus, with every order of $40 or more, we'll also send you a free Connection 2010 calendar featuring photos taken by Skip Heitzig. You'll find all of these offers and more in this year's Connection Christmas catalog, available online at connectionradio.org. Or we can email you a copy when you call 1-800-922-1888.
And when you contact us, you can also ask about how you can sign up for Skip's 2010 Teaching Tour of Israel. Just call 1-800-922-1888. And you may want to make sure you have a pen and notebook nearby for today's interview, because you're sure to hear some great tips on how to defend what you believe as a Christian. We'll get started with today's special interview with Josh McDowell here on The Connection in just a moment. Now let's go in studio to hear Skip Heitzig and his interview with Josh McDowell.
Well, Josh, when this program airs, you're going to be with me here in New Mexico at a press conference where we talk about biblical literacy. Now, I know one of your passions is helping people understand the real Jesus, the real message of the Bible, but the trend in our world is far away from biblical literacy. So what are you seeing, Josh, as you look at our culture? What impact do you see because people don't know what God has said?
Well, I think especially the impact culturally, Skip, one would be the value of man. From the biblical perspective, man was created in the image of God with infinite value, dignity, and worth. And it's regardless if it's Hitler, Mussolini, or Mother Teresa, every single person has value. And we lose, when we lose biblical truth, we lose that eternal value of man. Then that affects our laws, it affects everything that we do. And then I truly believe that when we lose the concept of biblical eternity and the person, character, nature of God, we lose a sense of responsibility as man. I mean, a true responsibility to serve. I mean, come right down to make the world better. I think morality is affected big time. I've been invited to a major country, a former communist country, about 70% Islam, is one of the most corrupt countries in the world, and they've asked me to come next October and do a two-day seminar sponsored by the government and the U.S. Embassy on ethics and morality. I said, the problem is, if you don't have a personal creator God, which is outside of ourselves, then there really is no universal morality. And I'm finding it hard to prepare seminars when you cannot bring the God of the Scriptures in. And then I just, another thing happens when you lose the biblical perspective, you lose perspective of medicine, whatever. It's like my daughter is a child psychiatrist. And when she went to psychiatry school after medical school, I said, honey, here's a basic difference. Psychiatry and psychology will look at someone with what we would call a sin. And they'll call, say, well, that's just natural to man. Why? Because man evolved, therefore man is natural. Whatever man has is natural to the evolutionary process. I said, the difference is this. We don't look at the world as it was created. We look at a world that was created and it fell into sin. And what we're doing, many people with immoral lifestyles, is we say that is not natural. And we challenge them through Christ to return to a natural state in which you were created with Christ at the center of your life. And we lose that ability. Therefore, in psychology, everything, we'd have to look at man and say, well, he is natural. Therefore, whatever he does is natural. Therefore, you can't say that is wrong or a sin. And it's very difficult to help somebody then. So there's profound impacts upon culture.
I want to just interject, Josh. When I was struggling at about 19, 20 years of age, going through medical training in San Bernardino County Medical Center, a UCLA program, I was confronted with the skepticism that abounded then against Christianity. I was a brand new believer, and there were questions I couldn't answer, but I found a book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And it made such an impact the way you presented those issues and answers to the Christian faith. And I'm using that to segue into your son's ministry, Sean, who I'm very impressed with. I want to talk about passing the baton to that generation. You've done that so successfully with your children. But let's talk about Sean and the faith that he is about and teaching.
Well, I am just so thankful for my three daughters and my son. He's got three sisters just like him. And I believe my son is truly teaching what he is living. But, you know, just as with your son, Skip, one, as parents, we must be genuine and authentic before our kids and our faith. Second, I always backed my kids in the corner intellectually. For example, and oh, I got criticism for this. I took two of my daughters, my son and his girlfriend, who's now his wife, got her parents' permission and took them years ago to see Schindler's List. Oh, I got criticized for doing that, but let me tell you. Afterwards, in Ramona, California there, you've been there. We went to the steak place there, the Sizzler, sat down for 3.5 hours discussed, why was that wrong? Why was the killing of the Jews wrong? Why were those sexual scenes wrong? And my son, about 1 year into graduate program in ethics, called me up and he said, Dad, my ethics started when we were in that steakhouse discussing Schindler's List and forcing them to think it through, to analyze it, so it becomes their faith.
Mm-hmm. Josh, I've heard you hammer on this so many times, and I could just say it's not enough. We got to keep hammering that, because that churches would be transformed, as would lives, if that were the case.
I totally agree with you.
I want to go global, Josh, for a minute, because you've done that in your writing and speaking. Tell us some about your outreaches in the an Arabic book called The Witness that has been put out.
Well, probably 80% of my ministry is in the Muslim world. Most people don't know that.
My goodness.
We're following up several hundred thousand marvelous Muslims who've come to Christ in the last about 36 months.
Say that again. How many?
Over 258,000.
Oh, my.
In the last 36 months. Some of the most open people on the face of the earth are Muslims between about 12 or 15 and 28 years of age. And probably one of my biggest books has been the book More Than a Carpenter, mm-hmm. one of the most read books in the Muslim world. The book I wrote simply to ask the question, answer the question, somebody say, why do you believe? How can you believe in Jesus, the Bible, whatever? And I didn't write it for a Muslim, and that's one reason why it's been very effective. Then, along with a number of other books, they asked me to write a terrorist novel, get that, a murder mystery, that would be an absolute page-turner. What they said is, Josh, we want a 24, a TV show like 24 in written style, but we want you to do it to help bridge the gap to the Muslim mind, to clear up some of the misunderstandings between Muslims and non-Muslims, but in a way they do not believe, because you won't be, but they will not in any way sense that you're preaching to them or putting them down or anything. Hmm. And I finally, by God's grace, we got the book out, and it's about 1.3, 1.4 million right now out.
Wow.
It's not in English. We have some sample copies in English, but I won't release it in English for another year and a half to 2 years at least. Try and coincide it with the movie they're making out of it. But, you know, do you remember the movie Muhammad, the Messenger of Peace with Anthony Quinn?
Yes, I do.
Remember, 3.5 hours long, something like that. I watched it with 4,000 Muslims in a theater in London, and wow, did I have a great time at the 20-minute break. And the producer of that, who was a famous producer, did like Friday the 13th, Halloween, things like that. Now, the title of the movie is Muhammad, the Messenger of Peace. The producer was killed in 2006 in Jordan by a homicide bomber. He, his wife, and his daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
And yet he produced the movie. Yeah. Well, they're redoing it, Skip. They're putting millions into it. Their goal is to outdo the Passion of the Christ in quality, distribution, and viewing audience. And it's called Muhammad, the Messenger of Peace. The new producer, one of the most famous Arab producers, he made this statement. Now is the time to bridge the gap of misunderstanding between Muslims and non-Muslims. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to bridge that gap between Muslims and non-Muslims and give a clear, simple presentation of who Jesus is, what he did on the cross, that he was buried and literally raised again the third day, ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit, and can turn your life upside down and promise eternal relationship with him. And so in the Muslim world, just like anyone else, whether I met a Gentile, a Jew, a Muslim, a Hindu, or anything, I would share my faith. But somehow God has led me more to Muslims.
And the book you mentioned, More Than a Carpenter, I understand it's in 85 different languages now?
This year, it'll go in over 100 languages. It's the first Christian book to be translated in more than 70 languages. And it'll be in over 100 languages this year.
Well, it's a great book, and I remember that's another one I read, along with Evidence That Demands a Verdict. If you were to just look at America in where it's going, are there trends that you see in our country that concern you?
Oh, there's so many. I think we're really seeing the trend of the devaluation of human life. I really do. I think we've totally gotten away from the biblical view, even by many Christians. Thank God, not all. Of the innate value within a child, whether in the womb or out of the womb. And if this FOCA Act is signed by this administration, I told my wife, I said, maybe it'd be the first time I will hit the streets, that if I didn't, I don't know if I could live with myself, with the Family Act and what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
Another trend is we're getting away from personal responsibility in trying to rescue everyone. And we're getting away from that mentality, which I think is biblical, that you are responsible for your life. And we're now wanting the government to take care of us in every aspect. And we're just starting to see that, but I think within 8, 10, 12 years, there could be a significant difference right in the very culture of America.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't take place, but it well could.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think we're gonna face a lot of international with terrorism. It's not going to go away.
Yeah.
Not at all. There are six major sins that America commits that is absolute abomination to a radical Muslim. And it has nothing to do with troops in the Middle East or anything else. It has to do with six major sins. And until all six of those have changed, they will hate everything that we stand for. Just the radical Muslim.
Yes. Josh, I want to close with a question about a new book.
I thought we had a half hour.
Well, we're about there, believe it or not.
Oh, you're kidding.
See?
Oh, it goes fast with you.
We're having a good time.
Oh, man.
Josh, you've written a book called The Father Connection. I've heard your story about your upbringing, and it's incredible. It's impactful. A lot of people don't know your background. Would you just tell us what you learned and how it can help others as moms and dads?
Well, my father was a town alcoholic. I hardly knew sober until I was almost 20 years old. Between the ages of 6 and 13, I was severely sexually abused. Has nothing to do with suppressed memory. I have memory every day of my life. A man by the name of Wayne Bailey. And a lot of people think I had intellectual doubts. I did. But I really, truly believe, Skip, my intellectual issues with Christianity, it was probably more emotional. My father so hurt me when I was a child that I could not discern the difference between an earthly father and a heavenly father. I grew up believing fathers hurt, and I was hurt by my dad. And it took me a long time to work that through. But what is interesting, what probably helped me work it through more than anything is when intellectually, in trying to write the book Evidence and Demands a Verdict against Christianity to refute it, I developed a very, very deep conviction that the Bible is true. It is true. It is the Word of God. I came to that conviction before I accepted Christ. And that conviction has carried me through so many situations where an average person would have bombed out. For example, when the man who led me to Christ, I finally got up the courage to tell him I'd been sexually abused. And he believed me. Twice I told my mother, and she wouldn't believe me. And boy, did that hurt. And he believed me. And for 6 months, he mentored to me. And I knew he was going to say this. He said, Josh, you have to forgive him. I said, no way. I want him to burn in hell, and I will usher him there. But I knew the Bible was true. And so I knew I needed to do it. You see how it keeps coming back to that conviction about the Word of God. If I hadn't had that conviction, I don't think I would have forgiven him. And when I went to forgive him, I tell people, look, I had no emotion. I wanted him to burn in hell. I did it out of faith and obedience that God commanded me to do it and that he would bless it if I did it by faith, trusting it was was pleasing and acceptable to him. And so when I went to him, I drove up 45 miles, knocked on the door, walked in, and I said, Wayne, what you did to me was evil, very evil. But I said, I've come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and I've come here to tell you, and I did not want this to be true. I knew it was true, but I didn't want it to be. I said, I've come here to tell you that Jesus died as much for you as he did for me. I forgive you. Man. And I lived out a biblical principle there that really was a major part of the healing process, is forgiveness.
You didn't feel that at the time, did you? You did it out
absolutely
of obedience.
Absolutely not, I didn't. No. I just knew it was something I should do and God had commanded me to do, to forgive one another. But let me tell you, afterwards, yeah, I had the emotion.
Yeah. Josh McDowell, it's been such a privilege and honor to have known you, and I thank God for you and your testimony, your ministry. You're such an inspiration to so many of us. God bless you.
Hey, love you, guy, and give my love to the wife, will you?
Well, thanks for joining us on this special First Friday flashback here on The Connection. Due to time constraint, we couldn't air the entire interview with Josh McDowell, but we have a copy of it posted at connectionradio.org. Or you can call for a copy of the entire unedited interview when you call 1-800-922-1888. That's also how you can contact us to save some money before the year's out on some of these great resources from Skip Heitzig.
There was a time in the 1960s where everyone sang about love and how we all needed to just get along. And how did that work out? During the Christmas season, we sing about peace on earth and goodwill towards men. However, the desires for peace and love of the 60s didn't last, nor do the feelings of goodwill during the Christmas season. Despite our desire for good relationships, there seems to be a huge lack of understanding in how to make relationships work. This Christmas, share some relationship advice straight from the Bible with Beyond the Summer of Love, Relationships in the Real World by Skip Heitzig.
We can measure our love for each other by how quick we react to the shortcomings of other people. Do we bear with people? Does that mark us? Are we forbearing individuals? Or do we find a shortcoming and then go after it? You see, love carries burdens. It bears all things.
You can order this re-release of Skip's book, Relationships, Connecting the Knots in the Threads of Life, along with his book, Encounter, for just $15 when you call 1-800-922-1888 or when you visit connectionradio.org. And if you're looking for something a bit more in-depth from Skip Heitzig this Christmas, order one of his teaching series like Church, Who Needs It? Or The Biography of God. They're available at a special price for the holiday season. Plus, with every order of $40 or more, we'll also send you a free Connection 2010 calendar featuring photos taken by Skip Heitzig. See all of these great gifts we have available this Christmas, including the Connection Christmas CD, As Stars Shine Bright, which is what you're listening to now when you browse our Christmas catalog at connectionradio.org.
Oh, holy night. Stars are brightly shining.
Get your copy when you call 1-800-922-1888.
Now, all of those resources and more will be available for that special price for just a couple more days. Once this year is over, they'll go back to their regular price. So make the most of these year-end savings and order today. Again, all you need to do is call 1-800-922-1888 or see what's available on our website. That's connectionradio.org. Well, the year is almost over. That means we'll soon start our new series, The Bible from 30,000 Feet. It's going to be a great way to get the new year started as we explore God's Word from cover to cover. And while the clock is ticking on this end of the year, there's still time to make a significant contribution to The Connection. We have plans to expand in 2010, and we'd like you to be part of them. Any gift you can give this week will be credited to you for the 2009 year. Here's Skip with this invitation to partner with The Connection.
It's almost 2010. Hard to believe, isn't it? But a new year presents new opportunities, and maybe you'd be interested in partnering with us in some of them. We'd love to expand the national and international radio outreach further into Mexico, Africa, and even Europe. places that desperately need to hear biblical truth. As we approach the end of the year, would you consider supporting The Connection with either a monthly or a one-time donation? If so, here's the information you'll need.
You can call in your credit card donation during business hours at 1-800-922-1888. Or there is secure online giving anytime at connectionradio.org. Just look for the Support the Connection button on the left side of the page. And you can send your checks to The Connection as well at P.O. Box 95707, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199. Any letter postmarked by Friday will be credited as a 2009 gift.
Take the time to make the connection. Take the time to make the connection.
Be sure to join us again next time as we end the year with a special interview with Skip and Lenya Heitzik here on The Connection, a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.